You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
You want to give a little clap? That's not...
a little clap.
Can you give a clap, a normal size clap?
Like a just average normal. Human just clap or my average clap?
Normal human average clap.
I will try.
Okay, thank you.
Is that about right?
Yeah, it's fine.
Seems like the normal human would do that.
It's fine.
I have a pretty thundering clap, so I have to always warn you. Don't want your equipment to get blown.
Yeah.
By the noise that's...
Please don't do that.
Absolutely shot out by my hands when I do a thunderous clap. Witred! Perfect. That's it. We have the intro song.
Sure.
Done. This is going to be a great show.
It is?
I feel so good.
I know.
Welcome back.
To the number one
podcast you're listening to right now. And the number one podcast being recorded today. Anywhere.
In the whole world? Planet. What if there are other people recording podcasts?
They don't feel as good as I do today.
Oh.
Oh.
What happened?
My project cannot be more than 1 hour in length.
We've only been here for 1 minute.
But this iPad of mine knows what's happening.
This wife of yours does not know what's
happening. Podcast
was
recording in 16K. It maxed out in the first 17 seconds. They told it to calm itself down. Okay. The technology is buzzing.
Yeah.
It doesn't know what to do.
Yeah.
I woke up early.
Wait, did we hit record?
Went outside. I don't know. That's your department.
I think I did. Should I just go check?
It's up to you. I don't mind if we miss it. That's fine.
It would be good to check. Hold on. It's recording. See, this is why we need additional people
in
this space.
I woke up. Yes. I don't even need you today for this episode.
Oh.
I don't need additional people. I don't need anything.
Oh, okay.
You want to take the day off? I got this. You sure?
You're just going to sit here and talk to yourself?
I can manage today.
Okay.
You know in Harry Potter?
Yeah.
Where they like drink that lucky potion?
Yeah.
And like everything just goes?
Yeah.
That's how today is going.
Felix, what is it called? Felice, Felix.
Yeah, that's it. Fettuccine Felice.
Felix Felices?
I don't know.
Felix Felice?
Sure. So I woke up, went outside. I was kind of restless this morning. Couldn't concentrate.
Mm-hmm.
Came back in, didn't matter. Let that go.
Yeah.
And then had to get a little bit of work done. Mm-hmm. I did that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had a moment where you said, should we go record?
Yeah.
And in the back of my head, I was saying, I want to shower before I record.
Yeah.
But I also wanted to ride the Peloton.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
And that's when Felix came in.
Okay.
Infiltrated your body.
Okay.
And you said, oh, why don't you go do the ride, then shower.
Yeah.
And then we'll record.
Yeah.
Those are lucky words to hear.
Yeah.
Wouldn't expect that. Normally you were ready. You would say, let's just record. Then you can get on with your day.
Yeah.
You accommodated what I needed without me knowing.
Yeah.
Rode that bike like an animal.
Yes, you did.
Showered, had a great smoothie.
Yeah.
Conquered the cold at the end of the shower.
Mm-hmm.
And now here we are. Yeah. In fact, I brought my other glasses for today. So we're going to wear these today.
Because you feel like
welcome back to the number one podcast being recorded on the planet right now. If you are one of the lucky people
listening
that
to this.
Happens to listen today, I hope you're not driving.
Yeah.
Pull over. You should pull over. You should enjoy this moment. If you're in traffic, just put your emergency lights on.
Yeah.
Open your windows and crank the speakers loud and tell everyone, hey, we're not going anywhere for the next 30 minutes. We're going to change our lives right now.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. You're so ready.
I'm ready.
So, you know, this is...
So what are we talking about
I'll
today?
Tell you. You don't even know what we're talking about.
No, but
about
I'm bringing it. It doesn't matter what it is. What do you want to talk about?
I have
physics?
A plan.
Let's talk about physics.
I have a plan. But I just do want to tell you that sometimes when you are in a relationship, you have to anticipate what the other person needs. Like
you
when
did
I
that
came
well
upstairs.
Today, there's some things you're horrible at anticipating. But this
Ouch.
Is a children's show, so we won't go there.
Oh my
but
God.
Other things, like today, when you're like, no, not only do you say go do the ride,
yeah.
but then you top it off with, oh, and I'll make a smoothie after.
Yeah.
I was like, where are the hidden cameras? What's happening?
You know I'm like that most days,
no.
right? Yes, I am.
I'm sorry, you're not. But I can be like this most days.
Okay.
If you bring that energy.
Yeah.
So that's how it goes,
that's
people.
That's the lesson here, people. If you see, it's really easy. So this morning could have gone one of two ways.
I didn't even know.
I know. This morning could have gone one of two ways. I could have come upstairs and said, you promised you were going
to
do this podcast.
But I was
you
ready
come
to.
Come downstairs and you do this darn podcast with me. But I didn't because I saw that you were trying your best to accommodate everything. And I realized in that moment that there was a little stress pouring off of you.
There was?
Yes.
I didn't even feel it.
Yeah.
I was just like, I was recalibrating because
yes.
I knew I had to move the ride later in the day. And what you saw was me thinking, there's a chance that I just
don't
skip
do
working out today. Because
and I know how
I don't.
I know how important it is for you. And I know what it does to like just your balance. And you've been working really hard this week at like just trying or not this week, but this month to find the balance between taking care of yourself and getting all of your responsibilities done. And I, as your partner, I support that. Like I want to be supportive to you. And I think that we sometimes get stuck in this rut of like, I have to do this. How come he's not doing this? How come she's not doing this? And you do a better job of that. But I do think that I fall into this mindset sometimes where I'm like, this is just not, I don't have time to accommodate this. But I do feel like today was a good lesson in thinking that if you accommodate somebody's, you know, whatever they're feeling, chances are it'll come back to you tenfold. And I think that's life too.
What if they don't even realize that you're accommodating? It still works.
Yeah, absolutely.
You, didn't
you don't
say...
do these things for necessarily for only one outcome. You do it for the greater good of the family. Our family succeeded today because of that.
And it's not even 9 a.m.
And it's not even 9 a.m.
It's a good day.
Yeah.
So that's good that you were having deep thoughts while I was cranking it out on the bicycle, sweating on the floor.
Yeah.
It was the first time in a long time I had to go find wipes to clean up the floor that after was... the workout.
When you came towards me with your hands open, like yeah. that's the only time in my life I do not want to touch you.
You're lying. But okay. I enjoy that moment.
To like come hug
just
me?
Satisfying. So satisfying to be drenched in sweat after a workout and to go find someone who's just showered and say, hey, how about a hug?
Gross.
That's a good moment. If you're pulled over in traffic now, go hug the guy behind you who's showing you the finger and honking because you haven't moved. Go give him a hug.
Especially if you're really
you.
Sweaty.
Yeah. Turn on the heater in your car, then go give him a hug.
All right. Welcome back to another episode of Sheena Interrupted.
The number one podcast you're listening to right now.
I was going through some pictures yesterday and I was telling this story.
Digital or print?
I was going, no, we don't have printed pictures.
We do in that box.
I did not.
For sure we have.
Those pictures are like 25 years
yeah,
old.
Yeah, but you're going through. I don't know what you're
no,
going
no,
through.
I was looking through some pictures on my phone yesterday because I need storage because my phone is at max capacity. And so I was looking to delete some big videos and I came across this picture. And I showed it to Lauren, who was sitting right beside me. And I said, oh my gosh, look at this picture. And I looked really pretty in that picture. And she's like, wow, you look amazing. And I was like, this is probably one of the hardest days I've gone through in this world.
In like your professional space.
In my professional space.
And
she
it didn't
said,
show.
Nope. She said, what?
Can I guess?
Yeah.
I have a guess.
And I'm finally ready to talk about it.
Okay. It's been 2 years. Were you wearing a black dress by any chance? Yes. Okay.
What color were my lips?
Red.
Yes. How expensive was my outfit?
That I don't know.
It was
I
like
don't
a,
remember.
I remember planning for that event for weeks.
Were there tacos involved? Okay. Or not really. Were there no tacos involved? Were you expecting tacos there to play a bigger role?
There were no tacos in my purse.
There are no tacos, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the day.
It's another example of like expectations versus
reality
yeah. and how so much of what people see is just not, you know, it's fabricated.
Yeah. So,
but that was like your first moment of being like, oh crap, I'm a prop.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking, oh crap, you thought this was real.
Yeah, exactly.
That was a big moment. I was like, wait, what did you think was going to happen?
Exactly.
And you're like, but look, I'm all dressed up. I'm like, yes, you took the photo. Yeah. You look amazing. That photo will live on. That's why you dressed up, not for the rest. This is all a prop.
Exactly. So let's rewind and let's fill people in. But essentially, this idea of, you know, when people post these pictures of like Instagram versus reality, that's a real thing. Like that is a 1000% accurate statement. Instagram and reality are two very, very different concepts. And it's fine to have the Instagram, but it's also important to remember that that's not always real life. Like what that represents, that's not real life.
And a lot of people, and I think us included, do a pretty good job of posting real life.
Yep.
Also on social media. So it's not Instagram versus reality. We're making Instagram more real.
100%.
Or social media or whatever it is. It's makeup today. It's, you know, no makeup tomorrow. We don't apply any sort of editing things to our videos in terms of, oh, take this, you know, change my body physique and this and that. That's what people do when they're like sort of doing the Instagram versus reality thing. So I don't think you're talking about photoshopping and stuff like that, because we've never done that.
Nope.
So I want to be clear in terms of what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You're talking about the backdrop and the, oh wow, look, you went to this amazing event and it looks so nice and you put these five photos and it's
I want to share. I feel like I'm ready to share what that really like, what's behind the scenes of that. And
of one
particular
instance. There's so many others that are real. 100%. Like everything you see is a good depiction of what our experience was like.
Yeah,
but
and I think
you should dive into your story.
I think we try our very best to relay the true emotion that we're feeling either during the event or even after the fact. We'll talk about it or we'll share some insight. But this particular event, it was one of the first times that it happened to me and one of the first times that I realized, like, it's not always what you see on camera that is a reflection of what the person is truly feeling on the inside.
That's what I like, actually, about social media in many instances is, depending obviously on the creator, but you get more of that authentic lens of what's happening compared to TV cameras.
Yeah.
Right? TV cameras are a production.
Yeah.
It's literally a production. That's what it's called. They're producing a television show.
Yeah.
So they have certain things that make up the show before everyone even gets there. Right? Yeah. So they already have the script. They already have the set. They know what has to happen.
Yeah.
The lights literally go on and they say, okay, we have a 45-second break. Yeah. Like, go.
And the light could represent the sun. It does. This could be at 8 o'clock at night and the light's on. It shows you that it's daylight and you have no concept of like what.
It's all made up.
100%.
But it's meant to be made up. Like, it's designed that way. Whereas when I see certain people putting things out, I say, oh, wow, okay, that's interesting. You're seeing them applying the makeup. You're seeing them putting on the prosthetic. You're seeing them do all this stuff and it makes it more real in a way. And maybe that's where some of the confusion comes from.
Yeah.
Where you don't know what is made up and what isn't based on who's seeing it.
Yeah.
But go tell your story.
So a few years
So we
ago.
Were doing a I told you I don't need you today. We were doing a deal with the company.
Stop.
Okay.
So a few years
ago. You want to participate?
Yes.
Okay, I'm just saying. If you don't want, I'm good today.
No, I want to participate.
Okay, good. Go ahead.
So a few years ago, I got a call from my manager, and he said, how would you like to go to the VMAs? And I said, what? He said, yeah, I got you two tickets to the VMAs this year. And I was like, that's amazing. Because as some of you know, I am really into the whole music thing. And going to the VMAs was like a really cool experience. And it felt like we were moving in the right direction. It felt like, oh, somebody's actually acknowledging that that this music thing is good for me.
Side note, this was before she released any music. Yes. But just decided to sing once in a while on her social media. She thought that was enough to be invited to the VMAs. Yes. So this is pre-Better, pre-Find Your Happy, You'll Make a Home. Like all of these songs that you've now heard.
Yes.
And all of their whatever.
And if you haven't heard
hundreds
them, you should
of thousands, millions, whatever the numbers are that are very respectable.
Yep.
They didn't exist yet.
No.
Please proceed.
Yes. So anyway, it turns out that
we did ping ping pong pong videos on TikTok.
Turns out that we were hired to work on a campaign with a company, and as
that was
part
also
of the campaign,
a sponsor.
Yes, it was a sponsored campaign.
No, they were also a sponsor of the
VMAs. Yeah. And so they were given a few tickets for their collaborators to attend the VMAs. And one of the things that they required as part of this campaign was a photo of me all dressed up on the red carpet going to the VMAs.
Yes.
That's all they required.
Which we knew.
From,
no, we
from
also
the
had
VMAs.
Video from
we had
home.
A video,
yeah.
But from the VMAs, that was all that was required of them, or of us from them.
Yes. And it gets better. You've seen our Bose stuff. You've seen like our other music collabs.
Yeah.
This was a taco company. Okay. So it was food. It was Old El Paso. Like it was a great campaign. I think they're really smart about it. They took the sponsorship that the company was doing with the VMAs and they said, okay, we're going to couple this with creators who have a musical twist.
Yeah.
Who would make sense to their audience that they would be going to the VMAs and we're going to have a, I forget, it was like, cause you got, it was this trend where you're, you know, you get dressed somewhere, you put your hand at the camera and then you pop it away and you're like at the event or something like that. It was very cool.
The campaign
was cool.
And it was a cool place to be able to go. Yeah. But in my head, I did not reconcile the two thoughts. And so I was like, I have this campaign. I get to go to the VMAs. It's not like I have this campaign, so I get to go to the VMAs.
I have to go to the VMAs to close my...
I get this campaign. And also, cool beans. Like, I get to go to the VMAs.
Yeah.
So I'm...
What the heck is cool beans? Whose beans are cool? And what is that?
It's a cool thing.
Where does that come
from?
That's
cool.
You are absolutely... apologies to everyone whose teenager just walked out of the car. Auntie Sheena, please continue. All the children have closed their their phones now.
Whatever.
Cool beans, bacha. Good job. Here's one Parle G biscuit. Now go. Go play. Okay, go ahead. Adults are talking.
Anyway, carrying on, moving along, whatever, all the things.
Yeah.
So I get really excited. I buy... probably my most expensive pair of shoes. It was my first pair of Louboutins.
Yes.
I bought a beautiful handbag. I bought a gorgeous dress. I got hair and makeup done.
Over there.
We hired hair and makeup to come to the hotel. And I had all these...
Pause.
Yeah.
God. Pause.
Are we taking a break again already?
Hair and makeup.
Yes.
Was the same woman who did your hair and makeup for the music.
Oh, she did an amazing
job. So had it already come out, the music? Or had you recorded it, but it hadn't come out yet?
Oh.
Hmm. See, I don't want to get fact checked by one of our listeners to be like, what are you talking about? I saw the taco thing.
She must have.
Maybe I know you recorded the video, but then we waited a long time before it came out. So sidebar.
Maybe we had one song out.
Maybe one had come out.
Maybe we lied, you said, sidebar?
Just now, yeah. Okay. That being said, the numbers on the streams were not enough to support a VMA invite at that point in time. Go ahead.
This is fact. Yes. Fact, no cap.
But she was the same woman, if you saw any of Sheena's music videos with the originals, she was the same woman that did her hair and makeup, and she was wonderful, so you actually... had her come all the way out
yep.
for this as well.
Yep.
And the expenses amazing. Of this video are adding up now in my head, and I didn't realize it back then.
Yes.
It was before we instituted the credit card check system.
I think this was the reason you
Yes, correct. I'm like, we are doing a video about taco seasoning and you bought Louboutins. So the mathematics is not mathematicsing.
Yes, this is true. So anyway, I go to the event or I go to the, I get, we go to New York.
Yeah.
We get ready for the event. I'm super excited. We have a car, like a little long black car, pick us up.
Yeah.
We go to the award show.
Early.
Early, we were there early
like
because
four,
we had to, yeah, we had
like
to capture our content and all of that. And we pull up, and as we're driving, there are people standing on street corners and they're screaming. And we're like, what is happening? But they don't know who we are.
No, I was saying that. You're like, oh, they know I've come.
No, I did
I've
not
come to the
say
VMAs.
That.
I brought
you
my taco.
You actually said, they know I've come.
Yeah, because I opened the window and I did like this screaming. And they started screaming.
So anyway, we pull up.
Then I see them looking at each other. Who is that?
We pull up to the event, to the venue, and we get out of the car and we get pulled aside and we're told, okay, we're going to get you all your credentials and then you can walk the red carpet. And we were required to capture certain photos, certain images, certain visuals, and we did.
I have an asterisk to that part of the story.
Okay.
We needed credentials to be behind the scenes,
yes,
to get the photo that, yes, we needed for the campaign.
Yes.
We were not intended to walk the red carpet.
Yes.
The only reason we walked the red carpet is because there were other creators who were also participating in a similar campaign.
Yes.
Who had a manager with them.
Yes.
Who was running around insisting essentially that they walk the red,
yes,
carpet because he wanted to grab that content.
Yes.
He wanted the Getty images and all of that,
yes,
of his client.
Yeah.
So we sort of were with that group. There was nobody. Once we got the credentials so we could get through security, that was the end of the responsibilities of,
yes,
old El Paso. They're like, look,
yeah,
we got you in,
we got
take the
you
picture.
In, take
and
that's your
it.
Ticket, take
you
your picture.
You have a ticket, you can,
yeah,
go sit and watch the show.
Exactly.
But this other person was scrambling to say, hey, I'm already here. I saw him and I'm like, hey, you know.
Me too, me too.
I'm gonna, yeah, get her also on.
Yeah.
And okay, so continue.
We end up walking towards the red carpet.
And first we were doing our stuff.
We did our pictures.
So
we
we're
got
watching
what we
people come in.
Yeah.
Like we are watching people come in.
Almost like we were fans at that point. Like we
of
were
who?
Not like.
Nothing's changed. Like absolutely nothing's changed from where I stand. There's still no reason for me to be walking the red carpet. And I'm no less a fan or more a fan of any of these people if I knew them.
Yeah.
But they were clearly, you know, you had the paparazzi from across the globe behind the,
yeah,
you know, the cord, all sort of, you know, saying, look here, look here, look here, for,
yeah,
the point and shoot, even before the red carpet. And then there's our first experience of a, you know, backdrop,
yeah,
all those pictures that you see.
Yeah.
This was the
this
first
was just
time
like,
we were learning that.
It was post-COVID, but like very
just
soon
post-COVID,
after,
yeah,
COVID. So think about it. We went into COVID not being online, not having this whole world change for us, and then all of a sudden we're pulled out of our homes and we're told like, go do this cool thing.
Yeah.
And we did not know what to expect. This was our first red carpet moment and I had no expectations. I think maybe you had some, still not nearly as much as you
know
now.
I think it's the opposite. I think you had real expectations.
Oh,
and I had
expectations,
no expectations
of like, this is going to be the most amazing experience,
yeah, yeah,
of my life.
I was like,
life.
What
and
the
I
hell?
Think you came in like 50-50, maybe 60-40.
I knew we needed to go get shots,
yeah,
for a video campaign.
Yeah.
I don't know how we got from Boston to New York to you getting fully dressed and this and that, with me not realizing that you actually thought you were supposed to be part of the VMAs. Like, I still don't understand how you made that leap. You're like, oh, Old El Paso, that's it, I'm in. And you're like, yep, yeah, me, Snoop.
Snoop. Snoop was there.
Snoop, yeah. Jack Harlow's there. Taylor Swift is there.
Well, we didn't see Taylor Swift. But
she was there. Yes. We didn't see her, but she was there.
I bumped fists with Snoop.
Yeah, Snoop was there. We have like all these people. I remember Jack Harlow performed.
Yeah.
Well, I won't say who else performed because I know this is your favorite part of the story. Oh my God.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild. Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Looking to upgrade your bathroom without the hassle or the wait? Say hello to Blissful Baths, the stress-free way to transform your space into a relaxing retreat. Right now, Blissful Baths is offering 12 months with no payments and no interest. That's right, zero payments and zero interest for a whole year. Even better, they can replace your walk-in shower or bath in as little as one day. No mess, no long waits. Just a beautiful new bath space, fast. And here's the cherry on top. You can get up to 20% off with instant manufacturer rebates, plus extra savings for seniors and first responders. Ready to turn your bathroom into your own personal spa? Go to blissfulbaths.com today to request your free consultation. That's blissfulbaths.com. You deserve affordable luxury.
We get to the red carpet. And when you get to the beginning of a red carpet, they have this like signboard that says this is the person that's coming. So the paparazzi will take a picture of that image of the name. And that way they know who this is, who they're taking pictures
of. That's almost true.
Wait. Most of them are printed.
Yes. So it's not on the board. It's a printed sheet.
It's a printed sheet. Like, this is so-and-so. This is such and such. This is, you know, DJ Khaled.
He was
Jack
there.
Jack Harlow.
Yeah, he was there.
This is Snoop Dogg. And just for the random one person that may not catch it, but like, that's what's written on these pieces of paper. They also have a board where you can write a person's name in case they had made a mistake or forgotten a person, like a to print out.
So you've all been to those events where they print out badges.
Yeah.
Right? For like, you've registered to go to some conference and an event, there's a badge. And you've also seen that loser, and we've all been that loser whose name didn't get printed because you forgot to register and you have to write it in by Sharpie and you're there, oh yeah, here, Trid, Sharpie, like, this loser didn't register. We were that loser
that didn't register. Loser.
So the reason they have the board.
Yes.
Is in the one-off situation where, you know, Snoop Dogg said he's not coming.
Yeah.
But then he wakes up one day, says, hey, I want to go. For, you know, German knitting magazine who don't know who he is.
Yeah.
They have this board so they can take the picture and then align it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, 99% of the fill-in writing, these photographers have zero interest in. Because they know this person just show, oh, it's the vice president of communications, son has come. Okay, this idiot wants to come. Yeah. His dad is a higher up.
Yeah.
You know, oh, this is our marketing lead's daughter. Okay, her mother is a big shot. Just let her walk with her boyfriend. It's like a highlight.
Yeah.
Don't even waste a photo on this person.
Yeah.
So that was us.
So my name got filled in on this board.
Yes.
And I walked the red carpet.
This was after the other two whose manager actually even made this happen.
Yeah.
So they walked, you know, nicely, calmly, got their pictures, they went.
Mm-hmm.
We're very strategic. We're like, wait, wait, wait. There's nobody here. These guys aren't, you know, really going to take your photo. Let's wait for someone who has a TV show or something to come, let them go first, and then you'll go right after them so they'll have a nice sequence. So, you know, we're clever. So we, remember that lady with like that blue puffy thing?
I'm telling you, it was not clever.
But remember that blue?
Yeah, I do.
She went first. It was working.
She did.
Until the lady behind you showed up.
Yep. So I'm walking the red carpet. I think one person took one picture of me. And then the next person came up behind me.
Because there's three slots. Slots, yeah.
And
so you were in slot
two.
One when
you
got that one photo. Then that lady was, the key slot is the middle slot.
Yes.
So the puffy jacket lady, whose name I actually don't know, but was in a movie that had just come out, she's in the middle. So she's in slot B. Sheena's in slot A.
Yeah.
And most photographers get you in slot B.
Yeah.
Unless you're like a superstar, then they get you in A, B, and C.
Yeah. Okay. Which it turns Go out. Ahead. It turns out that a superstar.
Yeah, so Puffy Lady
right
moved
behind
to C.
Me, right after me. So Puffy Lady now moves to slot C. B, C, and I move from slot A where I got my one picture, and I move to slot B.
Highlight moment.
Yep, I think I'm going to have my highlight moment. You are beaming. You're standing in the like on the side.
I went to the paparazzi side. I'm taking photos of the paparazzi side,
and you're taking pictures and all like kind of videos, and waiting for like you were actually taking videos because we were gonna get our pictures, and all of a sudden I hear Anita, 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 and all of the cameras they go from my slot B center moment and they turn this way, and nobody's looking at me at this point, and it turns out that this woman, Anita, I did not know her music. I know her. I know of her now, but I did not know of her back then. She was at the VMAs for her moment. Like she was winning awards. She was performing that night. I think she's a Brazilian. Is she a Brazilian artist?
She has collaborated with superstars like Madonna, Snoop Dogg, and J Balvin.
Yep.
In 2022, which I think was then, she released her fifth album, Versions of Me.
Yeah, that was Anita's
moment. She has 64 million followers on Instagram compared to our 640,000 at that time. To give you context, she is 100 times.
Definitely in her glory moment. And she, like, good for her.
I started filming her. I took all these photos. I'm like, who is this in B? Get out. Put Anita in B. We need her in the middle. Get this lady out. I didn't know then. Anita was there. I got so shocked.
So literally, I'm looking at all these cameras and nobody has taken my picture and everybody has shifted to Anita.
Yeah.
And I moved to C and of course, still nobody's looking at me.
So you're literally...
Even the camera people from the B section and from the C section... They're all looking at Anita. And I'm
as
like,
they should.
Yeah, as they should.
That,
as
they're
they
like, should. Wait, we came here to take to pictures of five people and she's picture. One of them.
Yes. And so I kept walking.
The lady in the puffy thing threw you out of the way to get in a shot with Anita. And she does like standing there being like,
hello.
Someone have a Polaroid?
And then I walked over and I was like, what the heck
just happened?
I swear I was like, am I being punked? Like, what is going on here? And I looked over and I see everybody screaming Anita. And there's, you have to understand, like, it's all moving so fast. Yeah. Everything is just like, there's camera clicking and there's people screaming and there's lots of noise and there's lots of lights. And I felt like I just was completely blindsided. I moved over. And the next thing I know, the people from the old El Paso team are like, can you give us your pictures? Can you give us your pictures? Get us our images. So we're dealing with that. And I'm trying to process and I have no idea what is going on in my mind, but I feel like I just went completely blank.
And then you get kicked out of the red carpet and you go into the horseshoe of TV interviews.
Yes.
Now they have the list of the people that registered.
Yes.
So they have already made their lists of who five, they need six, to interview. Seven people. Yeah, for those 30-second sound bites you see on TV.
Not right? even, like 10-second sound bites
per person
or whatever. Yeah. So.
And when you're a scribble in...
Yeah.
You're not.
They have no idea have no who idea you are who you and are, they don't what you're care. Doing. And even
well, they
the
already
few
have
people,
a show. That's yes. what we didn't realize. They already have.
They've already slotted those.
There's someone
spots.
Sitting in New York, in Toronto, in wherever in the world, in a room saying, we have these slots. We have this minute. I need this
one
minute sound with this
bite
person.
With so and so. One sound bite. And they have their list of like, I have. Four slots. I need these four interviews.
Right.
And they're waiting for those interviews. They're finding the best soundbite and they're slipping it in.
And if it's a rock show, they're looking for those talent.
Yeah.
If it's, you know, it's again, French TV, they're looking for French artists. Yeah. There's all these things. So I didn't know this then. I'm walking around asking these people like, oh, here, I represent Sheena Mawani. Would you like to interview her? She does ping, 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 pong on TikTok. Or do you want to get out of it? We can move. You have Anita and Snoop Dogg right behind. But we make really good social media where she sings in my living room. And they're like, no, we'll pass.
So there was one person.
Like, Bayesian TV, right? Like Barbados.
She was a fan and yeah. she loved our content. And she's like, oh my God, I can't believe you're here. Can I do an interview? And I was thrilled. I did the interview with her. She was lovely.
That's when Snoop Dogg walked by. She's like, sorry, Shina, get out of the way. Snoop is here.
It was like, in hindsight, it was really like idiotic for me to think anything else would happen. But anyway, fast forward, we go through the horseshoe. I see a couple of people that I like recognize. I'm, you know, say hello.
DJ Khaled?
No. Like, remember, there was a friend of mine that like was there.
Oh, right. Another industry person yep, who I had met at another event.
Yeah. So like we did the mingling, whatever. We get through the horseshoe and then we go to take our seats. And the seats that we went to were on
gifted.
They were not sold. They were on the back side of the stage and we did not have a clear point of view of the actual stage. There was a screen on the back of the stage that we could watch the VMAs from this back of the stage.
And do you remember seeing people who, after they did this, like the other people who were on or in the VIP area but not walking the red carpet, like taking photos, and all of a sudden they're pulling out sneakers and sweaters and they're like changing to get into comfortable clothes.
Yeah.
Like, they knew this.
Yes.
They knew they were going inside now. Their work was done.
Yeah.
They're just going to go enjoy a show.
We did not know this.
Walking up to, you know, row 317 Q in your Louboutins.
Yeah.
Sitting there in your frou-frou dress by yourself with everyone wearing hoodies and t-shirts.
Like eating popcorn.
Yeah.
It was a really, like, strange dynamic.
Yeah.
It was like this weird dichotomy of two.
We left early.
We did.
Yeah.
Because we sat in the seats and you were like, this is great. And I'm like, this is not great. Like, I was seething at that point.
Yeah. I love the fact that they would do something and then you'd see these lights go, you know, green.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, minute 30 second TV commercial.
Yeah.
You know, and you hear it in the whole stadium, but really they're telling the people down.
Yep.
And then those people who are the ones you see in the background on TV, they're literally telling them, hey, this next performance is going to be the other side of the stage. So if you want to go bathroom or whatever, go now, go in the back. They don't even sit there the whole time.
Yep.
Like Bieber.
Yep.
He wasn't sitting there the whole time. He just sat in the back and then they're like, okay, Bieber, they're going to be shooting this. They want to see you in the background. Yep. Come sit in your chair.
Yeah.
So he came and he sat in his chair for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And then went back to, you know, whatever, playing on his phone in the back room.
Yeah.
I found that stuff fascinating to actually see how much this is produced.
Yeah.
You would think they go to an award show, they sit there and they watch the award show.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, no, I don't give a shit who won best drummer.
I mean, some people might really enjoy it.
But the people on TV were definitely moving.
They've been to these events so often, so many times that it's, I honestly can't speak to how like really, really famous musicians handle these moments because I think they all have a different approach. Some you see they're like cheering the entire time and some you see they really have no interest. So
our
whole thing was, this is so not what we had anticipated. At least for me, this was not my expectation at all. And I think by halfway through, I felt like I had been hit by a truck and caught completely blindsided that I was like, I'm good. We can go.
I think that was the result of you searching on Getty Images.
Oh, yes.
As these pictures were popping up.
As the pictures started surfacing.
And when blue fuffy girl, Anita.
Yeah.
You know, nothing in between. I think maybe one popped up
the next
day.
I got zero pictures.
Zero pictures
from that event. And, you know, that was my first moment or my first opportunity to get like a Getty image. And when I started scrolling and I saw all of the Anita content just completely take over from that moment, as opposed to there was the blue fluffy girl and then there was Anita, and I was like, not even one. And I shut down and I was like, we can go now. And we left and we had a car that was supposed to take us home.
Mm-hmm. But it was at the end of the event.
It was at the end of the event.
With the other creators.
And we asked if we could be taken home early. And they said the car is not actually available until the end of the event. So we got an Uber.
Yeah.
And the Uber wasn't able to come into the event.
Right. It was blocked.
Because it was all blocked.
To walk a block.
So we walked like 4 blocks.
Was it that much?
Yeah. Oh, yes. I remember.
Because you're wearing those useless shoes.
They were not useless. They were beautiful. But the bottom of my red painted soles are no longer red because of that. Yeah, we had a long walk back to the car. I don't think I said very much. I think I like completely shut down. And we got into the car. And you were very sweet. You asked me if I wanted to talk. And I said, nope, I actually don't want to talk at all. And I remember I was like, awesome. I started pulling out my hair.
Oh, yeah, extensions. Yeah. Benson's were in, too.
My Benson's this was were all in. Out. I started pulling out my hair extensions and like shoving them in my purse. Do you remember?
No. Your taco was gone?
My taco was gone.
You ate your taco.
I took out all the Benson's and I shoved them in my purse. I yanked off my eyelashes. I like did as much as I could and before we got back to the hotel. And then when we got to the hotel, you're like, so do you want to get some? I'm like, nope. I don't want to talk. I don't want to get food. I just want to wash off this day. I went to shower. I like got myself into pajamas. I got into bed. I don't think I said another word and I went to sleep. And the next morning, I remember I got up. And again, you asked me like, do you want to go get something? And I'm like, nope. And I didn't want to talk to you even then. And I left the room. I went to go for a walk and I got myself a cup of coffee. And I needed to clear my head. I needed to understand what it was that I was feeling. And I think it's really important in these moments to actually, and I've talked about this before, like hold your hand out and understand what that feeling is. Like, what is it that your body and your mind and your heart and your soul are feeling? What are you holding in that moment? And I was holding rejection and I was holding hurt and I was holding just like so much sadness. And I couldn't understand why, because I knew I've spoken about this so often, like it's really about your internal happiness. It's really about what's inside that matters. It's not about what happens on the outside. But there was this like disjointed feeling, right? I felt very disconnected from the words that I normally tell myself. And I couldn't understand why. I just couldn't let it go. Like you can say all these things, but if you're really feeling garbage, then there's nothing you can do about it. You have to understand why you're feeling garbage. And I remember coming back to the room and we had to get ready to go back to the hotel.
Back to the airport.
Back to the airport, yeah.
Yeah.
And you called one of your friends.
He saw some of the stories from the event and he knew that this was the first event we were attending.
Mm.
And I don't know how he got he somehow got the impression that you were very excited about this event.
Oh, really?
So Jordan's a musician.
Yeah.
And again, I don't know where in the timeline this happened.
Yeah.
Jordan McGraw.
Yeah.
You should check out his music too. He's got all, he's different styles. He produces, he performs. He opened for the Jonas Brothers at Fenway. I can't remember if that was before or after this. Maybe after.
After.
But he sent a message to me saying something like, you've suffered through your first one, huh? Or something like that. And I said, I've got to get him on the phone with you because he's
and I didn't even want to talk to you
from the
so
other side.
I yeah. had no idea why you were trying to put me on a call with somebody else, like with another with a friend of yours.
Yeah.
Or a friend of ours. So Jordan calls and the first thing out of his mouth was, so how bad was it?
Yeah.
And I looked over and I'm like, what? And he goes, how bad was it? And I said, what do you mean? And he said, oh, don't pretend with me. And he talked to me and he said, we have all been there. We have all had this moment. He said, we've all been there. I've walked in with the Jonas Brothers and nobody even saw. I was like there, you know, I don't think I got even one picture from that award ceremony. The truth of the matter is I think more people than not understand this. At various points of their careers, they've felt this moment. And I don't know why I expected this to be different for me. But it's all it all goes back to show, like, when I was looking at this picture and my friend Lauren, who was sitting beside me, said, oh my God, you look amazing. I can't believe you got this opportunity to go to the VMAs and look at your dress and look at your bag and look at how good you look. And I was like, yeah, this was probably one of the hardest lessons I ever learned in my professional career. And it was probably one of the hardest days I experienced. And then I was telling her the story, and it just, I wanted to share that with you guys, because often what you see, and I posted those pictures, those beautiful pictures standing with the VMA backdrop, and like, you know, it was a gorgeous moment, but that's all it was. It was one moment that you guys caught on camera, and all of the stuff that happened before and after, they never made it onto my feed. And now I was very slighted, and I was very hurt, and I was very saddened by the whole experience for many, many, many months and probably years.
But with who? With yourself?
With myself.
Yeah, because there was no one wronged us. Nope. Like, no one set Nobody these expectations. Nobody did something wrong. Yeah, it was actually one of our favorite campaigns in terms of the fun we had doing it and the video and all of that. It just, like, it was a very cool experience, but it's a real example of, be careful what you project and what you think is supposed to happen, because then you miss your own expectations that no one set for you.
Yeah.
And then for me, it was all about, what did I learn, right? I learned so much. I learned about the write-ins. I learned about, you have to ask if you're going to any event, what is the PR play?
And what's my role here?
Yeah.
Like, don't create unrealistic expectations.
But no one did. That's my point.
I did.
Yeah, you did.
But I did.
You need to set your own expectations. No one set those for us.
Yeah.
And if there is a PR play, then you can reach out in advance and say, hey, I'm going to be there. Get me on these slates.
Yeah.
If you know to do those things, people will interview you because you will be one of the four slots.
Yeah.
Ironically, you've never again been to an event where you were there as a guest. You've always been because you've been invited as Sheena Malwani. You've always been with your name printed in bold letters. Yeah. And every single person wants that photo. Every single person wants the interview.
Yeah.
And you've been in a position to enjoy that. You won a Streamy.
Yeah.
Like, you've gone and you've done all these things.
Yeah.
But you still remember this.
Because it was more. A really good lesson.
Yeah. I think that's what it was. It's a really good lesson.
It was a really, really, really good lesson.
And we learned about...
And the next time we went on a red carpet was for that Streamies event.
Yeah.
And it was a completely
Every single person
experience.
Was like, oh, Sheena's here. Sheena's here. Sheena's here. They know their market.
Yeah.
You know? So if you have somebody who is going to a content creator event and you're a nominee, that's who the people who are, you know, trying to publicize the event, that's who they need to see. You go to the Streamies next year where you're not a nominee.
They're not going to
maybe
they'll
not.
Know
you're a content creator, so they know you. You have numbers. So they, again, they know their market is looking for people that watch online content.
Yeah.
You do that.
Yeah.
But if you take an NFL player and you put them in line, they're going to feel this way.
Mm.
You're going to be like, "What? I'm used to getting that attention." They're like, "But who is this guy? Yeah. He doesn't have a YouTube channel. I don't see them online."
The other thing that was really good for me was, it was a, like, check yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter who knows that you're there or who doesn't know that you're there. Like, are you happy being there? Was it a joyful experience? And I think that that's one thing that I want to take away from that moment for the rest of my life. Like, whatever the experience that you're going to attend, whatever the function, whatever the event, like, go to have fun.
Yeah.
Don't go to show people that you were there. Don't go to show people that you got an image. Don't, like, it's really not about that. If you and I would have gone in sneakers and jeans and a t-shirt, if we had a change of clothes in the back of the car,
yeah, or just expected we would have stayed till the end.
Stayed till the end. We would have danced. We would have enjoyed the music. We would have enjoyed Anita dancing on stage.
She was, like, great, actually.
She was great. And it really would have been a completely different experience. And I honestly, like, I wouldn't have even checked for those images in that moment had I really thought about it. I think that I really needed that reality check. Like, this is a really important thing. We fabricate these things for ourselves.
Yeah.
And they're not healthy.
This is good of you. to acknowledge that and to share that with people.
Yeah.
Are you going to sing Envolver to end Anita's 2022 blockbuster song?
Sorry, Anita.
In homage to
I'm not there yet.
To your favorite Brazilian Latin artist?
No.
Okay.
You know which song came to my mind?
No, and it's like, tell me.
It's like a two-sided coin. We keep this love in a photograph. We keep these memories for ourselves. Where our eyes are never closing, hearts are always open, time's forever frozen still. So if you keep me inside the pocket of your ripped jeans, holding me closer till our eyes beat, you won't ever be alone. Wait for me to come home. And the reason I picked that song is because when you look at a picture, you decide what you want to remember from that picture. You decide if you're going to remember the lessons. You decide if you're going to remember the heartache. You decide if you're going to remember the good things. Like we were talking about this yesterday, right? You went through all of these amazing things, but super challenging things in your childhood. And what do you remember? You remember the good stuff.
Yep.
You know? So I choose for this particular instance, I choose to remember the hard stuff too.
Yeah.
We actually took a picture. Remember you took a picture of me like with tears in my eyes and I'm like, stop. And you said, this is going to be really, really valuable to you because you will remember the lesson that you learned here.
I do funerals, divorces. I think it's an area of life that people don't like to capture. I like to capture, you know, people at their worst. It's good.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild. Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair. Every style, every home.